Welcome to Israel 18 News at 8 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, the weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. In Haifa, it's a bit cooler, but still pleasant. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, IDF and Mossad officials oppose the Iran nuclear deal, favoring continued sanctions against Tehran. This report is from just over an hour ago. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S.-Iran deal is met with despair in Israel, joy in Lebanon, and hope in Iran. This came out earlier this hour. Also this hour, JNS reveals that Vice President Vance insists on no sanctions relief for Iran unless it honors its commitments under the deal. This was reported just minutes ago. Separately, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports that Netanyahu faces criticism over Trump's Iran deal, with concerns about Israel's security. This was in earlier reporting. And finally, Axios reports that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since a ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations and reigniting conflict. This is from earlier coverage. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that the Strait of Hormuz will be toll-free for 60 days under the U.S.-Iran pact, according to a U.S. official. Middle East 24 noted that Trump and Vance electronically signed the MOU with Iran, alongside Iranian official Ghalibaf. This was posted recently. IL Red Alert highlighted that Trump stated there would be no sanctions relief for Iran until it fulfills its obligations. This was posted earlier today. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Iran nuclear deal, according to the Jerusalem Post, IDF and Mossad officials argue that the deal fails to address missile threats and proxy forces, which remain a significant concern. They advocate for maintaining pressure on Tehran through sanctions. This stance highlights ongoing regional tensions and security concerns. Turning to the U.S.-Iran agreement, as reported by the Times of Israel, reactions vary widely. In Israel, there's a sense of uncertainty regarding security, while in Lebanon, many return to areas they fled. Iranians are hopeful for economic improvement. This illustrates the complex regional dynamics at play. Meanwhile, Vice President Vance emphasized that sanctions relief hinges on Iran's compliance with the agreement, as noted by JNS. This performance-based approach aims to ensure Iran's adherence to the deal. The focus remains on accountability. In earlier reporting, the JTA noted that Netanyahu is under fire for the Trump-era deal, with critics from both political sides. Jerusalem insists it won't be restricted by the agreement, especially concerning Hezbollah. This underscores the ongoing debate over security strategy. Finally, the missile strike reported by Axios comes as a significant escalation, potentially jeopardizing diplomatic efforts. This development poses a risk of renewed conflict affecting regional stability and peace prospects. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the consumer price index fell by 0.3%, with housing prices also declining. This data from the Central Bureau of Statistics for May suggests annual inflation is within the Bank of Israel's target. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that Nucor has emerged from stealth, raising $66 million for an AI-era identity security platform. The startup is backed by notable investors, including CyberStarts and Index Ventures. And finally, Globes reports that Israeli company Nucor has entered the competitive market of identity and authorization management, having raised significant funding. This reflects the growing demand for cybersecurity solutions. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.